This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Mexico's government on Wednesday presented a civil lawsuit against several weapons manufacturers in a U.S. court, alleging negligent business practices caused damage in Mexico. Reuters' Gavino Garay has more.
The civil suit alleges that units of Smith & Wesson, Barrett Firearms, Colt's Manufacturing Company, Glock Incorporated, Sturm, Ruger & Company, and others knew their business practices generated illegal arms trafficking in Mexico, the document said. Mexican officials said on Wednesday that Mexico is seeking compensation for damages, which are estimated at as much as $10 billion. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has been prioritizing tackling the flow of illicit firearms from the United States into Mexico, which has seen record-high homicide rates in recent years.
That's Reuters' Gavino Garay. A coal-fueled power plant in southwestern Turkey and nearby residential areas were being evacuated Wednesday evening as flames from a wildfire reached inside the plant, a mayor and local reporters said, as sirens from the plant could be heard blaring. Milas Mayor Muhammed Tokat from Turkey's main opposition party has been warning of the fire risks for the past 2 days for the Kemikoy power plant in Muğla province. He said late Wednesday that the plant was being evacuated. Local reporters said the wildfires had also prompted the evacuation of the nearby seaside area of Oran. Former President Barack Obama has scaled down his 60th birthday party due to the surge in the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Obama, who turned 60 on Wednesday, had been criticized for planning a big celebration during a pandemic. This is VOA News.